Blog Talk Radio. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting for futures amounts, and it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they are great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm mellow, mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyra. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influence my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Louis, you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go hard for Chicago. Big pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing this evening? Y'all know what it's going to be like tonight. Everybody down there in Memphis. So I don't know how much participation we're going to get tonight. I hope we can have a full show. I hope we get some reports on, you know, what's going down. It's basically what the show going to be about tonight. It's really just trying to hang and listen in for some news. Hopefully be for the ones that don't have, you know, no connection to Facebook and, you know, they might want to get the news. Hopefully somebody call in and report. As of yet, I haven't really seen a lot. It had been raining down there most of the day. Everybody piled into the track. I heard that they had got a little more rain for a minute. And I don't know exactly how it's going to go tonight, but we're going to just do what we can and listen and have an easy night. And hopefully, like I say, we get some reports in. I want to thank y'all for joining the Big Eddie Grudge Race Grudge Discussion Talk Show again. I appreciate you guys that come in and, you know, listen to me every weekend, you know, every Friday night. And I know it don't be a whole lot going on. Maybe it's going to get better. Hopefully tonight be one of them nights where, like I say, we get some news. We hope, going to wish everybody safety down there. And we want our people to go down there and make a safe trip, have their fun. Hopefully they come in on the winning side and come on back to the shop safely, you know. We hoping they go down. I know they ain't saying taking them so they're locked in for 7 o'clock. But I haven't heard anything as of yet. The rain might have pushed it back. I was just looking on there. Jeremiah was on there live, and don't look like it's raining now. So, you know, that's a damn good track there. They got all the equipment that they need. If it's just a little light rain, they can dry it up. They got that big old blower machine that dry that sucker right on up if it ain't no real heavy rain and constantly raining. So let's hopefully that the door's open for them, that they take advantage of it and not try to really wait till tomorrow. If they can get it down tonight, hope they can get it on over with and make Friday night a hell of a night. But I don't know how much longer the track going to be good. So if it's good already, and this might be the time, because the temperature started dropping, then they got another problem. Then somebody was saying that the rain was supposed to creep back in there about 10 o'clock tonight. Hope that don't happen, but if the temperature drop, it ain't going to make too much difference anyway. Track ain't going to be safe. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Chicago went down there and represented. Damn, boy. There's so many Chicago people down there, you think you're in Chicago. They showed a strong representation down there. You know, everybody trying to get it in. And hopefully, like I say, that they don't make a wasted trip, that things go well for them and everything. But I ain't going to keep on trying to talk here. Let's see who we got here. 734-4942, who we got?
Yeah, Melvin, man. I'm just hanging out here with you, man.
Well, Melvin, you down there, ain't you? Didn't I see you down there?
I'm at work. I'm at work. I couldn't make it off.
Oh, shit. I thought I saw you 1 minute, man. Oh,
nah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Melvin, I hope somebody communicate with us, man, and let us know that if anything happening. I got my phone on here. I don't get everybody to go live, though. You know, if the crew that I know that I usually follow, they go live, then I get a chance to see something. But I know Tatum told that ran at 7 o'clock, man, and I don't even think they... I ain't heard nothing about no racing.
Big Sham was on that live a little while ago. He said the weather had just cleared up. Yeah, that was about an hour ago, I hope they can get something in. I know tomorrow that weather don't look good at all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
They had some good tests.
All we can do is keep our fingers crossed.
They had some good tests.
Boy, they had some hellified tests in tuna last night. Yes, they did, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, them people out there, man.
Yeah. They had some cars going down through there last night. Should have been grudge racing last night.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they should have. But, you know, early on that day, there only a few cars making it down the track. You know, they had to wait till the track come around. And I seen Chuck make a good pass. I seen Wesley Snipes, you know, he made a good pass. And, you know, at first it may have been maybe about good three cars that I seen. Wick, he made a hell of a pass. You know, I seen them guys that made good passes. Yeah. But after that, everybody else was pulling up there, blowing the tires for a while. Then that track came around, then it started lighting it up.
Yeah. That damn friendly ghost, he blew them off about two or three times. And they prepped that track for him the last time. He pulled up there, and he got the fuck on down through there.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So.
Yep.
I hope
we're going to be tonight. Hey, we can sit back and see if we get some reports there. And if they can call us and tell us it's raining and they ain't going to race or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yep. I know one thing. They down in there. They in there. That's pretty good.
I mean, they in there, man.
Yeah, Chicago in there thick, too.
Yeah, they in there real heavy. It looked like the whole Chicago in that one area, boy.
Yeah, they had a jam pack. The jam was just short of all. It was all right to have a
good time. Yes, sir. Yep. And that's what it's all about, man. You know, that's always That's what I always liked about drag race, you know. You want to race, but if drag still wants you to come down and he going to open the doors and he don't care if it rains. He ain't going to cancel the event because it rains. And if everybody just stay there and holler and see each other, meet and greet and eat, you know, and have a good time that way too. We've done that several times, you know, at one of the drag events where it tried to rain out. You know, one time we had a real good time out there in Byron, you know, when it did that, you know, but. You want to definitely race, but if you can't, hell, don't let the weekend just go by. You know,
turn into a block party.
Yeah, man, that's all. Make it a big old picnic, man.
Exactly.
So that's what they doing, man. You know, you seen the guys posting pictures where they went to, you know, going out to lunch and different things and. And they had restaurants up there full and shit. I'm like, damn.
Yep, they brought the money into the community, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Who did Tate have locked in today?
Wesley Snipes, I think. No.
That was at 7 o'clock?
They supposed to race tomorrow, but I don't know if they moved it up.
Yeah,
gonna
have to do that
bad.
That rain don't look good at all tomorrow.
Mm-mm. It kind of tricked them today because they were saying it wasn't supposed to rain today until late in the evening, and it rained early.
Right. Well, they don't get it off in there. Trust me, they'll be somewhere else trying to get it off. They're gonna see who got the fastest car.
Oh yeah.
Don't get it off.
Yes, sir. Well, I know Sunday's supposed to look good.
Right.
And Tate was saying, got doggone, if he had to wait till Sunday, he ain't got to rush back.
Okay, so I guess Wesley Snipes and them will do the same thing then.
Yeah. Yeah, if they don't do it today.
They don't
come. I mean, Since Sham went live, ain't nobody else went live. And yesterday, man, you had 6 or 7 lives going at the same time.
Man, I was getting all angles of it. Backside.
I'm telling you.
Coming at you.
Yeah.
It was everywhere down there live feed yesterday.
It was everywhere down there live last night.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Like
I know they say Vaughn was down there trying to, they say Vaughn was down there trying to put his car back together so he could try to race. I don't know if he,
well,
how he came out. He hit the wall last night.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He didn't hurt it too
somebody
bad.
Somebody said something about the brakes locked up on him. I guess it ain't too bad where he's trying to fix it.
Trying to fix it, right.
And the main thing, he was all right. He was walking around video like ain't nothing happened.
Okay, that's cool. I know Bobby went down through there. Finally got a chance to leave the starting line. He had a couple backfires going on there. And the spark was coming out the exhaust. Hopefully he didn't hurt him.
Yeah, I seen that, man. Bobby looked like he might have to go inside the motor.
Yeah.
He had some fireworks coming up out of that sucker going down the track.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he
and
might have
a
burned.
Boom.
Yeah, he might have burned a piston. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Bobby didn't look too good.
Nope. Nope. But Enoff wasn't there. Enoff wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty looked damn good. Shorty looked
yes,
good.
Yes, sir.
Friendly Ghost looked damn good. Wesley Snipes looked good.
Yeah.
The rest of them boys, they looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like I said, we just gotta
them boys got
to open that
rain. They went out there the first time and blowed the tire off.
Oh, yeah.
He went back that last time. He laid it down.
Yeah, he put a mean one down. He got a couple good ones down through there.
Yeah, man.
Got a couple good ones. Yep. So whatever they was doing earlier, if it was the track or it was the tune-up, whatever it was, they got it right.
Yep. That's supposed to run at 7 o'clock. I'm talking about tape. That was supposed to be That's gonna be Zay and Chicken Man.
Yeah, with the Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, excuse me, man. I just got off that machine today. You know, I'm still trying to catch up with myself.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
you got people on here, Melvin, and ain't nobody joining us for no conversation, you know, and they really don't have to if they don't want to. They can just sit here and wait.
Right.
And see if any news come through. That's basically why I came on tonight, just hopefully
that's
we can get some communication.
Yeah. Good report on what's going on.
Yeah.
If he on here when we ain't racing. So I don't see why they can't pick up the phone and just say, this going on, that's going on.
Well, yep. We know we ain't going to get the whole crowd because the guys down there having fun. They ain't thinking about no phone down there too fast.
They could go live. Don't
yeah, but I would.
Conversation.
Yeah, at least go live and, you know, maybe I can say what I see or you see what say what you see or, you know, get somebody something to listen to. I know them people down there got that big old dryer and stuff down there, man. So I know if the track didn't get that wet, it's dried up. They didn't dry it up, but I guess they got to get it prepped the way they want to get it prepped after the rain, you know.
That's the only scary part. After it rained like that and those guys got to, you know, prep that track, you pulling up there don't know what
yes,
kind
sir.
Of... what kind of grip that truck gonna give you?
Yeah,
ain't no
yeah.
participate in the battle now. What he was doing last night don't matter tonight.
Yeah, it's time to go to battle now. Yes, sir, it's time to go to battle. Yeah, Melvin, I'm still kind of hoping things come together for me so I can make a statement this year, man, because if I don't make no statement this year, man, I might goddamn sell that goddamn car.
Okay. How much more you got to do?
It ain't really nothing. It ain't really much. It ain't really much, it's, you know. I just really got to get it out there, get the ship in, and a little bit of wine got to be checked on the car and go test it. Car goes straight in.
Okay.
I can get on out there. It ain't a whole lot. Situation just a little fucked up, but I think we're going to get a chance to do something this year.
I hope you can get out there.
I'm telling you, man. There's a couple of people I damn sure want to kind of bump into. Whether I get my ass whooped or I whoop ass. Yeah.
Yeah, long as you can get in that ring, man, that's where you're having fun.
Man. Yeah, man.
Boy down there on them 275s, that boy running 360s every goddamn pass down there. Like the
cop. Oh, yeah.
That
was right. Yeah. Right now, I got a couple of things I got to do to the house.
Okay.
They were kind of unexpected.
Yeah, we got to make sure you get all
you
that
know
out.
Them priorities. Some priorities, goddamn, that race car got to wait.
Oh, yeah. It's on the back burner when something come up.
Gotta put it on the back burner a little bit. Hopefully it don't be long. I got some people coming out Tuesday doing some work to the house.
Okay, what do you got to have done?
Well, basically the garage, I got to have the overhang on the garage done all the way around.
Okay.
Yeah, then a little something done in the front.
Okay. Yeah,
we
get that out the way.
Yeah, get that out the way, and hopefully, don't nothing else come up. I should be all right.
Oh, I saw hope Deke get his out there.
Huh?
So about that Buick. I say I hope Deke get that old Buick right. Get it out there.
Yeah, man.
And that's you.
You stay close.
Yeah, I know. I hope I can be the first victim. I'll knock me off.
Oh, man.
He thinks it's going to be a walk through the park, but I'm going to do a little walking, so he ain't going to make it out the park.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't think nobody gonna think you walk through the park, man.
Hey, anything can happen in drag race.
That's right.
Yep, anything.
Yes, sir.
I'll probably get up and mess around with mine a little bit tomorrow. But definitely got to be ready for Brian Davis. I'm really ready. It's just,
so,
you know, doing a little bit here, a little bit there. I really got, you know, it's like 30 days away, really. 29 days to go.
Good. 4537, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, big guy. What's happening?
Ain't nothing. How you doing today?
Hanging in there. Feeling a little bit better. A little better.
Oh, yeah.
A little
I see you ain't doing all that coughing right now.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm doing better, but I'm mad I'm here in Chicago doing better. I wanted to be down there with everybody else, man.
Man,
I don't care if it rained all weekend.
Fuck that.
I'm missing too many of these events, man.
That's all right, but you still having a chance to hear them and see them because, goddammit, if you didn't go, you're going to miss every motherfucking thing, missing everything else. So you got to try to take care of yourself best you can.
You ain't said nothing wrong.
Fuck them events.
Doctor's taking good care of me. But it seemed like every time something come up, goddammit, that's when I got to come check in lately. Tired of that shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. I wish things was better with my situation, too. But I'm a realist, brother. I'm going to do what I got to do and try to hope that I can just stay around long enough to get them good days to do it.
Yeah, you're right. You ain't said nothing wrong. You ain't said nothing wrong.
So it turned out to be what I had said it was, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I
ain't
heard
nothing since earlier.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark.
I did.
You remember when we first moved from down on 75th Street out in Harvey? I pulled in the yard. I was sitting there while they were bringing them trucks down and pulling them in that gate. All of a sudden, all at once, I just started coughing and couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I got home, my wind was so short. If I walked 5 feet, it seemed like I had ran a mile.
You know that thing.
My cousin was up here from Mississippi. The man told me the next morning, he said, "Hey, man, you need to go to the doctor, man." He said, "You ain't looking too good." I didn't feel bad at all, just coughing.
Right.
I said, "Yeah." I called my doctor. My doctor didn't hesitate. He must have heard some of my voice. He told me, he said, "You want to come see me?" I said, "Yep." He said, "Well, come on." He didn't say come at such and such time. He said, I got there, man. The man put that thing on my finger. He couldn't believe I was conscious. That's just how low my oxygen was. He said, "People with the oxygen this low, you would be unconscious." He said, "How you get here?" I said, "I drove." He said, "You ain't drove." He stuck out talking on my head because my oxygen was so low. The man went out there and asked my daughter and my cousin, "How you get here?" They said, "He drove." He couldn't believe. That man sent me to the hospital in Amalan. A blood clot had went in my lungs. It went in my lungs. It must have been a pretty big one. That shit damn near killed me. And I never felt bad, just coughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I thought I had. I thought I had a blood clot because I had all the symptoms. They got that commercial going on TV. And every symptom they said on there, I was experiencing. I'm like, man, you know what? I ain't going to wait no longer. Let me get to this emergency room. And I already brought my pajamas and my robe because I knew what was going to happen. They were like, "Yeah, just hold on. We're going to get you upstairs." I was like, oh, damn. I'm going to miss the show. Yeah, but I realized that I do have a lot of friends, man, because a lot of people called me from down there. "Hey, man, you know, we heard you, we hope you get better. We heard you, woo, 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 woo. We down here doing this, man, and next time we'll make sure if you write, you coming down." I've been talking to people all day, man, all day my phone been ringing. And it was good because it distracted me from what I was going through. And I was able to I seen the video from Sham and I seen Tate's video. So I was able to, get a little feeling, a little experience of the situation, man. And even got some hotel room pictures from them guys.
Yeah, I tried to see as many as I could yesterday. don't know how many you got, but I tried to send you a lot of them yesterday.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them. I got Chuck making the blast, Wesley Snipes making the blast, Zay making the blast.
Yeah, I tried to send you every one that I had. I sent to you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I sure do. I sure do. And I talked to Stokey and them earlier. They were partying in the hotel room. I said, go ahead on, y'all, and do y'all thing.
Yeah.
And some of my other buddies said they got a domino party. And then another guy had a dice game going on. I said, boy, Chicago don't miss a beat. They doing their thing, man.
Yeah, they was in there, boy. They in there.
Yeah, I was looking at Sham's video that he put out about a couple hours ago. Like I said, it looked like he was at 41. You knew everybody that he
yeah,
was right. Walking past. You knew who
Yeah, man.
Like I said, I hope they have a ball. But still, if it rain out, then they can always hit Bill Street and have some fun. It ain't going to be no total loss.
It ain't no total loss already.
Yeah.
They've been having a good boy. They had a hell of a good time yesterday. I know all them, that test session was hellified.
Yeah, I heard Lee was cooking down there, and they was getting it in.
Man, at least started cooking early this morning.
Yeah, man, that's a good thing.
That's
up. So ain't nobody called from down there yet to give an update on what's happening?
No, not yet. And I ain't seen nothing even come on Facebook. I'm trying to wonder, did it slide back raining? Because I ain't seen nobody come back on Facebook since Jeremiah.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make a call. I'm gonna go on mute for a minute. I'll hit y'all back. You see what I can find.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sitting here scanning Facebook. Nah, they ain't got nothing posted.
Right. That's crazy.
I know. You know how this organization is.
Yeah.
Know how they are.
We do know one thing. If they don't get nothing in soon, it's going to be too late.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at 10 o'clock now. I think I'm almost 10 o'clock here. I don't know if they're on different time zones down there or not.
I think they're on the same time zone as we are. Right.
Okay. What is it? Was it 9:10 o'clock over there?
Nine.
What is it? 9 o'clock now. Okay. I'm an hour ahead.
Right.
If they ain't done nothing here in a minute, they ain't gonna be able to do nothing.
They ain't gonna be able to do nothing. That's right. It's 8:40. It's 8:42. Yeah.
Yeah. In a way, I want to put in a whole lot of money up to go down that virgin track like that right now.
Yeah.
Last night was the night for him, though.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe Bobby Cole will put another one together.
Yeah, he probably will.
Yo, hello.
You worked on this one, boy. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, I just talked to them down there. They say it stopped raining and they out there prepping the track right now. So meanwhile, they barbecue and waiting for them to finish prepping the track. It's going down in a little while. As soon as they finish with the track.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So. They're going to hit me back and update me once they start getting to the line. Yeah, they having a ball.
Yeah, man.
I heard it was the music, and they said the grills are going. I said, oh, man, stop it. Stop it. Let me get off the line, man. Y'all making me jealous. Let me get off the phone. Call me back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him a minute. I guess.
I wish I could have snuck in there on Chuck, boy.
Yeah, I seen your old buddy. Yes, sir.
Well, yesterday he was the one, the first one that can get down the track.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that old scandal making the move down there.
Yes, the smoke come out of one of them,
Johnson. Yeah, he had black smoke. He was dieseling yesterday.
I think the pass I saw, Chuck was driving, because I know Garnier was standing at the finish line.
So one of them, boy, when they was, whoever was driving, they was purging that nitrous in there on that last run. They was putting it in there. They had the same way up there.
Man, you can tell when the motherfuckers go out there and hook and can't nobody else hook. He ain't got no power.
Well, like I say, they sitting there in anticipation for the track man to throw his thumbs. That prep man. They got the good prep man, so I guess I'm gonna be right when they get finished.
Well, maybe we'll hear something.
I just hope don't no booze hit the track. I hope it stay hot for a while. With that rain, you know. That rain clearing out, it might be all right. Yeah, but you got to have extra grease in the grill for next weekend. That is going to be a lot of fish to fry one way or the other next week.
Oh, yeah. There's some frying going on.
Yes, sir. Let me talk to this doctor real quick. Now, I'm going to mute for a second. I'll be back.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna call Kid, and Kid might be a telephone. He probably over there helping leaks up.
Right.
Hey man, give E a call, give Eric a call. He down there with the vet.
Yeah, they say he took the car. He said he wasn't gonna take the car. He was just going down there and meet his wife Pete. Man, them guys ain't thinking about coming to no phone, man. They're down there enjoying this show.
That's the last thing they think about.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get enough time to get a report out. Around a minute, this might be one of them short shows again.
Yeah, Tate on live feed right now with all them partying and everything. They all sitting around.
Yeah,
he live right now.
Oh no, yeah.
One
Yes, y'all say somebody went live, huh?
Yeah, Tate is. Tate live right now.
Oh, okay. He just twerking. I said we can flood it.
Hey, gambling and everything over there. No cowboy down there, you know they're gambling.
Oh, shit. Take going off.
Yep.
He must be that nigga drunk as hell. Party for
a long down way, but hey, they having themselves a good time, so that's all that matters, you know. I guess it's just like going to Cedar Point or something.
It's up, kid. What's up, kid? Hey, Chris.
Must have some good music going on.
What's up, kid?
Boy, it's partying, ain't it?
No, no. Yeah, just listen to this video. You're taking them down that party.
That party. That's what I'm looking at. It's live.
They didn't got dog down there. Got dog down there now. Thank you. Hey, he want to hit throat, baby. No, I'm good. Dick Mark, he fell off.
I'm still here. I was just on mute.
What up, kid?
I can get my red shoes from Racing. See, we got anything new popped up. Holy fuck.
They gonna be resting all night to get it done. Get it cleaned up, Doc.
Yeah.
Like all still night waiting long. On it. It'll be like an all-night-long street party there. But no police. Yeah, we about the only one that's live down there clowning like that.
Yeah. I wonder did the unknown make it down there?
I don't know.
Hey, kid.
That's Melvin.
What kid?
He down there.
Oh. Oh, shit. What up, Melvin?
You got it, man.
I'm trying to get it,
man. We're going to make it. We're going to be all right.
Yeah, man. That's all.
what was the temperature down there tonight?
Right at about 60 or something like that. Good bracing weather.
Yeah, man. Oh, they supposed to put the Johnson shot back out there, y'all. Oh, we got a hand up. Who this here? Oh, Big Ma calling back. What up, Ma? Big Ma. Is that you, Big Ma?
He done cut it off. They talking about they may be getting ready to race, so. Think gone. Yep.
Eddie, where you at, man?
I'm right here.
Okay. Yeah, they partying pretty good down there, man.
They partying
hard. Yeah, they partying real good. They getting it in.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, man. Oh, boy, boy. When that track, they finish that track,
boy,
they're going to blow me.
Man.
Huh?
Steve McMichael, man.
Steve McMichael. From the Bears?
Yeah, from the Bears.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. I guess he's just sick, man.
What channel are you watching?
He said he got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Oh, man. Here they come again. Let me pause.
Ain't nobody jumped up yet.
Half of them people is if they not drunk, then they damn near drunk.
You ain't lying.
And pool. They didn't eat all that barbecue. Now they got the itis. Now they need they won't sit back and do a little gamble. I can imagine the dice game in one of them trailers is going down.
You know, skiing gambling hard. You know, skiing all in.
Yep.
Yep.
Can you imagine all the trash talking going on down there? Well, yeah, man. And Now, why is it? I've been calm all day. Now, we're getting right here on the show. I'm getting all these distractions. Hold on, y'all. I'll be right back.
All right, man. That was a bad boy. Unknown, where you at, man? Why you so quiet tonight, man? I'm going to get this in about 30 more minutes. I'm going to be all about this motherfucker. Oh, they sound racist.
All right. I hear you. You know, hey, getting feeling good or whatever. Shut it down whenever, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm
good. Ready to get off.
Shit,
here.
But.
Okay. All right.
Ain't nobody saying nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nobody talking about me, you, and Big Mark, man.
Okay. Well, for one thing for sure, this
everybody
party
else,
will be over.
Everybody else down there in Memphis.
Yeah.
Everybody else down there in Memphis, that's right. I mean, them boys loaded up there. I should have went down there, man, and gave a lie from the track. Hell, all I've been saying, the same thing I'm saying right now, they partying, waiting for the track to get ready.
Right.
Yeah, man. That man put his foot in that, boy. I mean, he did some promoting and juggle the best way he could to try to make it happen. Yeah, man. Bobby Cole, he did his thing.
Can't get that racing off the way he wants you right now. That's all that is.
Yes, sir. The weather, well, Mother Nature is boss.
Yep. As I was almost thinking he was going to call it and put another dick.
Hello.
What's going on, unknown?
How you doing, Eddie? And the rest of y'all?
Hey, what's up, unknown?
Hey.
Hey, he not known no more. He's very well known now.
I'm telling you.
No.
He's a well known unknown.
No. You know what I mean? We all got to work on this thing together, man. I mean, to me, I mean, it's a lot going to happen in life, and if we make it through this summer, we're going to see a lot of things that, you know, we're going to be here to, you know, talk about it. So I see all this stuff. I see the future, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I'm always, you know, got a lending hand out, and I'm always looking for a lending hand. So that's how that goes.
Yeah. Bad change ain't no rock.
No. I appreciate all y'all guys. And, you know, and since there's not a lot of people on the show right now, I'm going to bring this up. Now, I'm not a person to go around disrespecting people
And I don't like to be disrespectful.
Right.
And if I do, I'm going to let you know.
Right.
And to me, when I grew up, if you call somebody M and F, that means I must have been with your mother. Listen to what you say. You call me a M and F. So you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you must be calling me your father. So before I get in a lot of arguments with people over, you know, something as crazy as that, and then if you call me a B, then that means you must have been with me, I must have been with you. Because that's what a man call a woman, where she goes out there hanging out and going around the corner in the alleys and in backseats of cars and all that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
when I heard stuff like that, I don't get involved with it. And I mean, I'm telling y'all guys, because it ain't many of us on here tonight, but when, you know, somebody started, you know, giving you those type of names and calling me those type of names and saying stuff like that to me, it's time for me to back up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, I know what those mean. I know what it means. You know? And you call me, you know, N-word, you know, that's slavery days. I'm 76 years old. I've been out there a while. And when I grew up, I mean, I look at the history of life, period, and I look at what everything means. And you telling me that you kind of, and people sit here and telling me that they are trying to, you know, make B lives matter. How can you tell me you trying to make B lives matter when you frustrating me or somebody trying to frustrate you or someone else? Because you provoking something other for me to do something to you or you to do something to me. Now, if you listen to some of the stuff going on for the last month or whatever, man, so many guys get ready to, you know, get into different situations with each other, violent situations. So all that stuff leads to violence to me. And how can I sit on here every night or whenever I come on here and trying to, you know, talk nice and talk good to everybody, try to let's get along, let's have some fun, and then all of a sudden we get into a violent confrontation. What make me any better than you if I stand there and listen to that or stand there and trying to get into a violent confrontation with you? So it's best for me to say what I got to say and go on about my business. You know, so that's why I back off.
Yeah.
That's why I go on about my business. You know, I'm not about to sit there and trying to tell somebody, let's go and have a good time. Then all of a sudden I'm ready to cut your head off.
Right.
You know. So that's
Only thing I can tell you about that is, man, you know, most of these guys, they got what they call an in crowd. Being with the
in crowd,
ha-ha that way, and agreeing with everything they saying, then use the problem. And see,
yeah, I understand that's why I'm back up.
Firsthand, because I got that same problem, you know, so.
Yeah.
I just
so that's
can't
why
be
I back
no
up.
Yes, man.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
That's why I back up.
Yeah, so I got the same problem you got, but I just handle it a little bit different.
And that's why I back up. That's the way I do it. I mean, you know, you're in a situation where it's not as easy for you to back up as it is for me. It's best for me to just go ahead and back right up. You know what I mean? Because like you said, they crap. They got their own, you know, they got their own situation. And I understand that. I fully understand that. You know? So that's why I back up. And sooner or later, somebody's going to say, well, you know, this guy wasn't a bad guy after all. I'm going to say they wasn't a bad guy after all. You know what I mean? Everybody got something to say. It's questions, answers, always. It's two sides of every story. I understand all that.
Yeah, man.
I love you. You're a nice guy. I love you. Nice guy. And quite a few of y'all that come on there. You know, y'all a nice guy. You know? But, like I said, a couple of them, I mean, they go over the edge sometimes, and I mean, it's in a violent situation. Because I sit back and listen and don't say anything, and I see who they deal with every day. They almost get into stuff. You know, just like, let me give you an example, just like Skin. Now, Skin, they know Skin like to drink and get tore up. So, you know, to sit there and keep on provoking, you know, a person like him, it's not a good thing to do. If anything, you should try to help them. That's the way I look at it. But then the other guys, you know, they'd be around all the time. They didn't provoke them. Yes, sir.
Skin don't be drunk. Skin just like that. That's the way he always been. Skin not a He don't get drunk. He don't get drunk. He might drink a little bit when he go out or something like that, but Skin, he is not a drunk. He does not get drunk. Skin
okay.
know everything.
Well, that's what
going
it,
on.
That
he just, yeah.
Well, they portrayed
yeah,
him
that
to be that way.
Person. He loud. No, he's
yeah,
not
but they portrayed him to be that way. Yeah, but they portrayed him to
yeah.
be that way. And then some of them,
yeah.
I heard some of them, they keep on, you know, arguing with him and talking with him. Then as soon as you say the wrong thing, then you won't go get your gun and kill him. You know, so, you know. But I mean, you kept, you know, in there working with him. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I shut up. I won't say nothing.
Yeah.
After a while, I'm not going to keep on working with you because I might feel the same way. I might want to come and box
yeah.
your head, and you might just keep on, you know, think it's a game. So it's best for me if I'm serious
yeah.
about what I'm doing, leave it alone. Get out.
That's right.
So that's the deal. That's what I did. I got over
there. I don't mess with nobody, man. I try to give people the same respect, even more so what they give me. You know, I respect anybody.
That's it.
You know, so.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I just want you to understand, you know, from my point of view, you know, the way I'm thinking, you know, when you start cussing me and calling me all these out of my names and all that kind of, see, that's not me.
Yeah.
That's something I'm not used to. I'm not used to
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Don't
so.
Play that. Right.
Yeah, so that's
right
why I go on about my business. I go on get off the scene. And then one more thing I want to leave with Big Mark, and I want to leave with you too. You know, just like going down there to the races and stuff, sometimes some things is not meant to be. You might not believe it. But, you know, if it was meant for you to be down there, you would be down there. You know, just like I used to leave home sometime and I forget something. And then I go back home to get it. Then I go up the street, the biggest accident ever could have been, or a deer might have ran across the street and somebody else might have hit him, and I always tell myself that could have been for me. So some things,
yeah.
you know, just like Mark, you may be in the hospital. Don't feel bad. Don't feel down and stuff like that, you know. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen on the road or what's going to happen after you get there. So sometimes things are going to work for the best. We don't see it like that sometimes. I just want to leave that with Big Mark and you. So.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Y'all guys are blessed. At least you're home. And you're going to see another day, regardless if you was going to see another day, if you went down there or not. At least now you know you're going to see another day. Yep. But I appreciate y'all guys, man.
All right, I know.
Yeah,
good.
We appreciate you too, man.
From, I know
yep.
very well, Noel. We love you, buddy.
Yeah, y'all too, man. I love y'all too, man. And,
all right.
And I go away.
Yeah. No, you ain't going nowhere.
No,
right
no, when I heard certain, when I heard certain voices, I go away because I know what it is for. I know what they're
yeah.
doing. And I mean,
yeah.
you know, that's
right.
It's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me. So I just go on and get on the way, you know.
Right. You're
yep.
right,
I
man.
Mean, yep.
Some people
yep.
just, you know, they ain't meant to get along with, you know what I'm saying? Just have to just back
no,
up and let them do their thing, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
they,
yeah.
and a lot of the stuff that they do is for attention. They like to
oh,
get
yeah.
attention like that. And then they got that crowd when they get that attention and laugh with them and joke with them and they think they're doing something. So we
I'm
just
saying.
Sit back and watch. What, sit back and watch the show. Stay out
I understand.
Way.
I understand.
Yep.
That's right. That's the best thing to do.
Yep.
Yep. Best thing to do. Yep. Yep. Yep.
But at the end of the
well,
day, we all going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. And they don't know I could help them in more ways than I would hurt them. They don't know that, though. Yep.
Well,
yeah.
yeah. You know how some of our people are, man. You know, they think they know it all, so you can't help them because they're too smart to get help. So just have to leave
That's why I said that. That's why I said
yep.
that.
Yeah, but I just saw another video. They cleaning that track. They drying it up.
God damn, it's taking a long time to dry it up.
Well, you know,
it's
60 degrees, so, you know, it ain't gonna dry like if it was 80 or 90 out there, and then they dragging it. So, you know, it still may not be a good surface.
They got that big old machine that drive the track.
Yeah, well, they ain't got it all the way done yet. They're working on it.
They sure ain't got a big window now. So whenever they get the line going, the motherfuckers better pile up. Cause they ain't got no big window.
Well, I wouldn't want to be the first one down the track. That's for sure.
No, that's right. But somebody got to do it.
Yeah, somebody got to do it.
Come on with it, Bob. Come on.
Yeah, the way it is going, look like Bobby should just throw another race.
Yeah,
Let's do this again. Yep. Come on back. We'll get us another date to do this again. Give a raid check or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably will give us another one.
Yep. So I was like, when I was looking at that weather, I was going like, ooh. You know, people coming from a long way and all that rain in the forecast, you know. You say you're going to still have it. And I don't think it's going to rain, but it did rain. So, you know.
Yeah.
No, we want to do this. We want to have a ball doing it, but at the same time, we got to watch all kind of stuff that goes on, you know. And, you know, sometimes it may be better than
just... It might be going, man. It looks like
they're
going, Mel.
Okay, let me get on back up here. Let's see where they at.
The man wiping the car off. He wiping the car off. There must be some dude.
Okay.
They're wiping the car while the car was getting ready to pull in the beams, man. And wonder if that down
getting
there is that Florida.
I know they got a race going on, Tony Rayford on in Florida.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker take this long to pull up to the light. He got the red light flash. Who is this?
I got something here with a white Camaro on the start line. That white Camaro just lost.
I'm trying to see if I can see who this is.
They definitely racing
again. Black
and
a white Camaro just went down street cars.
Yeah.
Like you say, Melvin, they send them down.
Yeah, they back at it. Well, they about to be out there all night long. The track feels sticky. Them boys out there losing their shoes. Another Camaro up there. Well, they sending the right cars down the drag strip to dry it off real good.
I wonder what's the curfew.
I don't know.
You know,
it can't be long
certain,
now for somebody to pull up there, we know.
Yeah, sometimes they got curfews, depending on where you're at. You know, certain times you got to close that track down.
Right.
And he only got 6 people on his live.
Yeah, that's it. He the only one. It may be some more lives, but I got this one locked in, so I might as well watch this. Whoever come up, if the big hitters come up.
Now, it looks like them boys with that pickup truck.
That's another Camaro right there.
It's like
they only use
down, though. These niggas should be grudge racing.
Yeah. I think they're just letting them drive the track.
They got their hoodies and skull caps on.
Yeah, that mean it's cold.
Yeah.
All right, who up next? That looks like Woolly Dog just went across the track right there with that damn limp. Looks like they're only using one lane, though.
Man. They're pushing somebody back. Are they pushing that pickup truck back?
Okay.
Hey, pulled up there and broke.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They're just
kind of
put the rubber down on the truck.
Got 37 people looking out, though. Party one and moving on up. It looks like they're gonna be out there for a while.
Your boy running tonight, Eddie? Chuck.
All of them going to have to run tonight. Or they going to be down there Sunday running.
Oh, okay. So either get it in tonight or Sunday, huh?
Yep, because it's going to rain all day tomorrow. Kill a video guy. He don't even let you see who won the race.
So he cut you short, huh?
Yeah. He won't let it stay up there till the light come off. He turned around and started filming the crowd. Got a nice crowd.
How's the weather over there where you at?
I'm in Detroit area. I'm about 45 degrees, 50 degrees, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Supposed to be a 60 or something tomorrow.
Yeah, did it rain today?
What did it do around here today? No, didn't do no raining. Enough for me to get off of work.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a machinist in GM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, still on the head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Run a bunch of CNC machines and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like they got a couple fast cars there. They both broke the tires, Bruce.
See anybody you know yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. Leaking Leon on.
Oh, he racing now or he just on?
He no, they racing. Look like looks like some Detroit boys car coming around to the staging lane. Well, in it already.
Yeah, Leon driving scrap car.
He's videoing right now. I think he's going to be driving scrap.
Oh, I hear something there. Let's see what that is. Okay, checking this record again. Come on, man.
Hey, Eddie.
No, Eddie. No, yeah. Yeah. You hung me up
when you went to get up. Yeah, all I did was switch over. I don't know why they hung you up.
It sure did. It hung me up.
Yeah.
Hey, Broadway, you ready?
Man, ain't nobody on now. Let's see. Nobody on now. So like the guy I was just on with, he just went off.
What's that, Eddie?
Eddie, the guy I was just on with, he just fell off. Let me see if I can put my cell phone.
Yeah. Brother Tim.
No, he just called to tell me something about Pine.
Well.
Ain't nobody filming right now. I guess they're doing some making to the tracker again.
Yeah. You ain't heard nothing from Brother Rob?
No.
I thought he'd have been on the show. Melvin Coney. Yeah.
Thank you. That nigga ain't going to see him.
But we said it.
I look at this video with this guy and he'll catch his wife cheating. Big-ass nigga laying on the other side of the bed. He couldn't sit under the bed. I don't know how the hell the husband ain't going to see his ass.
Oh, boy. I heard somebody. That must have been. Who's that I hear in the background, Eddie?
I don't hear nobody right now.
Oh. I know I heard somebody laughing when you were talking about the guy hiding.
Oh. Let me see. Let's go back to Facebook. Right?
That was me. I must be still on, ain't I, Eddie?
I did.
Yeah, you on.
84. Okay. Give me a message, too. He's on, Bob.
Somebody else come back on now.
Oh,
boy. Well, I don't, we ain't doing nothing else, man. I guess we can sit here for a minute.
Yeah, brother.
Somebody going to go live again in a minute. Hopefully this time it'll be a race.
It's all gone.
It ain't been down yet, huh?
No.
No, you know, it's going to be a minute with that.
All they're doing is sticking down.
Yeah. It's going to be a minute before they get that song on the stick.
They ain't got that much longer before it start getting slippery again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it's supposed to be some more sprinkles, ain't it?
Yeah. It's about 10 o'clock. It's 9:45 now.
Yeah.
Saved by the bell. Somebody else.
We don't even hear Terry out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Especially the ones
I knew someone that was going to be on here. Huh?
I said, especially the ones that locked me for the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terry ain't been back on my show since that Friday.
Since you put that grease? Since you put that grease on him?
Yeah, man. I'm about to start frying people, man. Ain't gonna have nobody on the show in a minute.
You want me to cook them up? Oh, man.
I told him I didn't mean nothing bad, and then I sent Mark over to buy food. Mark only had bought food, and I asked him don't burn up Mark's food because I burned his ass up, and I ain't heard from him since then, man.
Yeah,
man.
He had locked in for the night, didn't he? Didn't
yeah,
tell you
all locked in
for the night?
Shit, man.
Hey,
Ontario, wait, boy, he's going to be at my ass now.
Uh-oh.
He think he's going to take that personal. He know I fry motherfuckers when they get their ass whooped or do something dumb. I got a frown. I'm going to fry me when I get messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
I wanted to Terry will go down there. I think, didn't you say Terry will say he wasn't going to probably even try to go?
Yeah, Terry wasn't going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he worked today.
Yeah, I know. Put the car down there.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Man. And I get about 6 notifications at the same time. I know it's going to be a grudge race then.
Call in on you.
Yeah, man. You got to choose which one got the best angle, which one you want to look at.
Yeah, buddy.
So far, ain't nothing that's jumped up there since Leon was the last one. Cal City Kyle came up and went right off. Yeah, man. Big Mark wants one to tell the line, man.
Hey, don't tell her. Yeah.
I know last time he was on, he said...
I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just on mute. That's all. I'm listening.
Yeah. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing all right, Uncle Larry. Hanging in there.
Okay. Okay.
Well, both paws.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what they ain't went hot again, huh?
That's it. They was up there for a minute, then I guess somebody broke at the line. Well, either that or they ain't never coming up there if you want to see. I know one truck broke at the line, but they pushed them back. It looked like they had did a little something, but I guess they had to do a little more.
Hate when that happens.
Oh, Steve just went live, Big Steve, and see what's happening. Is that Zay? I see that red Camaro. In one lane, who is that on the other side? I can't see who on the other side. He ain't turned. He just got dead on that red Camaro. All right. I can't see what that is on the other side. Don't freeze up. God, doggy video interrupted. God, dog. He got one viewer. Oh, that must be me. What? Woo. Rick Merrill got nailed. It sounded like skin car, but I know he ain't take his car.
Yeah, he said, I was going to take one of his helmet. Oh, boy.
Can you come back on? I'm looking at a Nova now. What the hell? Not all over. Somebody right here, Uncle Lab. I keep on like I'm hearing that no, but I'm seeing the old car sitting there. They frozen. Let me try it again. It looked like some kind of little rice burner on the other side. He killed that Camaro.
Some kind of little what?
Rice burner.
Oh. I wonder where old Melvin Tony went.
He hung up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he dropped off.
You see Ms. Lee?
Huh?
Did you see Ms. Lee on the board?
I ain't look.
Oh, okay. I guess she's doing all right.
I talked to her last Friday.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say that too loud because some people get jealous when I talk to Miss Lee.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They don't mention the guy's name.
Yeah. I talked to Cook about it. He said he's going to be on.
He probably on.
Yeah, is it today or yesterday his wife's birthday?
Today?
Today. Hey, boy. Happy birthday again, Gwen. If you're out there, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. I sent a shout out to her. Telling her happy birthday, many, many more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ain't talked to Watermelon Head today?
Ooh, Watermelon Head. Oh, Lord, have mercy. There he go. I don't know why you and Uncle Larry just like to start stuff all the time, man. It's peaceful on here. I hope he heard you.
Too.
Because now he heard for himself. And when I try to tell him, you tell him I'm lying, and then he believe you. And he probably heard it for himself this time. Crooked.
No, he ain't
heard
it.
Put your hand up and take it back down.
Yeah, that one
heard
would have been
letter. Put your hand up and take it back down, Cricket Letter. Yeah, I think you got away, Mark.
Yeah, I think
I'm
going to
tell
him. I'm going to deny it unless he pull up nationally.
Yeah, but
you know,
this show is recorded, Mark.
This
show is recorded.
Whatever he's going to have to do. I'm going to deny it till he got proof.
I tell him to go on the show where there's only 2 hours and 40 minutes left.
Yeah.
No, that's 2 minutes, man, and 30-some seconds left in the show. I'm going to tell him to go back around 2 minutes and start listening. Damn, ain't no was that late, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just before 10 o'clock. Okay.
It's early.
It's early. I tell them to go to 9:58 and listen to the show from there.
9:58.
Yeah. So I got him on recording now.
You know, Crooked Letter, my partner, he know I don't mean him no harm. He know his head is big.
Oh,
like
why you always got to swell his head up like a watermelon? That's all I understand. If he your partner, why you always got to swell his head up like a watermelon? Now, when
I
you talk about his head,
is that a seedless or
a seeded watermelon head he got? Which one?
No, he down south. He got one of them yellow melon heads, man. You know, he crack him inside his head, all that
yellow
stuff yellow coming out.
He got one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Man, why you let Eddie suck you in like that all the time?
Because he tries. I know my buddy was on there. Hey, I had to pull you out the bushes, man. You're sitting there, you won't come out the bushes and hang out with me and Eddie and Uncle Larry, man. So I had to go for the juggler, man, and it worked. There you are out there. What's happening, man? Please tell the missus I said happy birthday, man. Many, many more to her.
Yeah. She out there. They had that barbecue, man. I'm trying to stay in the house here where it's quiet. It was not a grandkids to find me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Crooklow.
Uh-huh.
Mark always talking about the watermelon head, and now he talking about you got a yellow meat watermelon head.
Now look at him trying to keep stuff going, man. You know, look at him. He just instigated me. We already established it. That was just a joke to get him on the phone.
The
show is recorded.
The show is recorded, Crooklow. Go back to 9:58. And start listening to it from there, and you'll see what
hey,
he quick is
letter,
like.
You know what?
Kind of way to make his
I ain't gonna say. I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm gonna hold my comments until it's just me, you, and Uncle Larry on the back line.
Hey,
then I'm
man,
gonna let him have it.
Get all that. Get all that. But how you doing, man?
I'm fine, man. I'm fine. These doctors taking care of me. That machine you hear in the background,
yeah,
that is not for me.
I heard about you there yesterday, man. When you start doing stuff start happening to you like that, man, go get that stuff checked out, man. We ain't no spring chickens.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what
Jeez.
They doing, man. They running testing babies and giving me IVs and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Well, you know, I got to stay healthy, and you definitely said you're coming up here this year, so I definitely got to stay healthy. So when you make it up here, I'll kill you around a little bit.
You
go over to Eddie's house.
And Uncle Larry going to take me to the play with the big slices of pizza. I don't know where the hell Eddie going to take me to.
I'm just going to get some popcorn on the spot.
Uncle Larry going to get it out there, and y'all going to catch some fresh catfish, and we're going to go cook it up out there. So.
Oh, geez. Well, hey, I'm going to tell you later right here. If y'all got Louisiana fish fry out there, yeah, it's on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like you said, we're going to make it do.
Yeah. They back on that thing about that little 13-year-old girl, like that lady said on The View yesterday. She said, he didn't have to shoot that girl four times. He could have shot in the air. That girl was going at her with that knife, true enough. But the other girl shouldn't mess with her, though. She the one calling the police.
Yeah, she was protecting herself.
Yeah.
She was defending herself.
You know, somebody will tell me, come out. The police didn't know what was going on. She had to protect the girls. I said, who did they protect? I said, who got the police really protect? Because if you think about it, I was about to tell you, who do the police really protect? Everything that basically goes on that the police involved in always over with when they get there. So how they protect you?
Yeah, situation, man.
Yeah. He could have sat there. He could have paid that girl anything, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Crooked Al, the only thing I remember seeing as he was coming up in his camera, I guess that was the father, had knocked one girl down and then kicked in the head. And as he was stopping him, making him back up, he turned and looked at the other girl going up towards the other girl with the knife, and he shot. He said, drop the knife, and then he shot 4 times. Now, 4 times, I can't understand that.
Could have shot in the leg.
Yeah, they say they're not trained. They say they're not trained to do that. They train.
But that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm saying it is, but that's bullshit. Okay.
But the fact still remains that although we hate to see it and it went that way, ain't nothing they can do to him because it was within his bounds to do what he did.
He could have shot up in the air, shot in the leg or something.
Or shot him with a taser.
And the taser was right there in front of him.
Yeah. But let me ask y'all some questions. Did y'all notice something? That police was off to the left side of where she, when she fell. That police was sitting off to the left side of the street. Did y'all see how he stood there looking at that man? Like, why the hell did you do that? Did y'all pay that attention?
Yeah.
He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be a nasty. He can be captured with no problem. He ain't taking the burger thing. Motherfucker killed 2 protesters, one around with a gun on his shoulder, with hands up in the air, and you got about 20
people. They wave at him. They wave at him while he walk by.
Right, and you got about 20 people saying, he just killed 2 people.
And they ain't go by.
And they go right on back.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
That's a shame, man. Another video popped up in all this time.
What? Come out on the race thing.
Yep.
Yeah, they ain't doing nothing down there, man. You better hurry up and do something now, though, because that rain is pushing on up there. I know that.
Yeah. Maybe it's side back rain.
I'm watching the news now here. You know, they are 6 hours up above us up there. It's pushing on up through Jackson and stuff now. I don't know how much further it'll be showing on the news here in about 10 minutes or so. Coming out of Texas, probably moving out right into Mississippi and Tennessee.
Well, they don't get it on down there. They got plenty of time to get it on up this way. Next week's supposed to start going back in the 70s and 80s.
Yep. I heard y'all supposed to be 80 next week. Yeah, y'all will be warmer than we are.
Yep. They just probably have to go to 21.
Mm-hmm. Right now it's about in the 50s down here now.
Wow.
Yeah, 44 nights before last night, 54 last night. I think we got 50 something here tonight.
Wow.
And they're going to be some more. I'm looking at, they talk about these vaccines again. They're going to be some more mess by these vaccines before it's over. They ain't going to be just Johnson.
Well, they saying that they're going to put the Johnson back out there with a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, boy. call somebody in a minute and see what's going on. Why we ain't seen no feed? We'll make a call. Give me one
second.
Big boy,
how long you gonna be there, big boy? They told you.
Huh?
How long you gonna be there?
What
you
say? How long you gonna be there? Did they tell you about how long you gonna be in the hospital?
Might get out tomorrow or Sunday. Because I'm responding to the treatment good. And they're satisfied.
Yeah.
They were talking about at one time you let me go earlier today if the test had came out all right. And I had already, I had called out there and found out Southwest had a one-way flight to Memphis for $41, take an hour and 36 minutes, man. I was going to leave here and go straight to the goddamn airport.
Yeah,
but how much was it going to cost you to come back?
Man, all them people down there I know, man, I'm going to just hop in somebody's truck and handle some gas money.
But, man, they ain't got no elephant trailers down there.
Oh, man.
I already knew that Big Eddie wasn't going, so I knew it wasn't no elephant trailer down there. Now, what else you trying to say?
You know, man, it might be better to keep you in the hospital because if I cut your ass, you're going to have COVID mutt bone on your ass. You're going right back.
And now they're saying they're going to put the, it just said, and like you said, they're talking about putting the back immediately.
Right. Are they going to put a disclaimer on it? Take it at your own risk.
Shit, all of them like that because they know that shit.
That's right.
They know that shit ain't just saying nothing.
That's right.
Yeah. Who the hell? What's going on there? She always try to act like something hot. She be eating them damn flaming hot chips and shit. Why the hell you gonna complain about something being hot? And you eat them flaming hot ass chips. Oh, damn it. There you go. They're talking about it right now.
Man, nothing happening on Facebook yet. At this point, Crooked 11, I'm about to say that, it ain't gonna be shit happening.
Come on down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost, man, it's gonna be 10:30 in about, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be too long.
Nope.
You put, Slim in there?
Yeah.
I wonder, now, if they ain't done no race down there, I wonder who gonna take part of this. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
You know what I said?
I was looking at this post you sent me.
So, I was saying, Because ain't nobody raising, who got to pay Punk out there?
Ain't nobody racing. Is this Memphis that you sent me?
That might be one of my sons sent you. That might be one he sent me there too. I think it's an Owens Malibu.
Right now I'm looking at a silver Camaro. Cause this is live. I'm looking at a silver Camaro and something else, a white, something in the other lane. But, they acting like they're the fucking street race, man. It's taking them so long to get to the line.
That might be something Smurfs sent you. My son. You remember, my son got the Atlanta Falcons page.
No, this looks like Memphis.
No, I'm talking about his page.
Oh, yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, that's who it was. I see you just put me in there. Set him over there.
Yeah.
I think that's over here. I don't know what that's at.
It looks like that.
Memphis.
Yeah.
Richard McCullough in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. I was trying to get his name to pop up before I can follow him.
Huh?
I'm trying to get it to come up where I can follow him, but it ain't coming up like that.
Yeah. That's a photo, what's called, man?
A Cutlass or something, ain't it?
A photo Cutlass.
But he been up there for an hour.
I was telling him it was from someone else. Look at them down south of Florida.
I ain't never seen nobody at the sideline like that, boy.
It's cool out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool out there. That track might not come around, man.
Yeah.
It was cool. We go to news right here now, talking about the weather. Yeah, most of that rain going on up north, it ain't coming down here. We getting a little bit, but the big one won't be up there.
And they need to make him go down the track, man. That dude been up there too long.
It's still showing a lot of people.
Yeah.
A bunch of them online up there, I know that.
Yeah.
I talked to Smoothie. Smoothie said he on his way back to the hotel.
Yeah, ain't nothing happening there.
Well, this thing ain't showing now. About another hour, it'd be raining like hell in Hattiesburg.
Yep. Can't nobody say Bobby Cole didn't try. He give him an A for effort, goddammit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He put that work in, boy.
You put some effort out there on that track.
Somebody said that Bobby Cole said that if he has to, he's going to be there Sunday.
All this rain is going to be gone by Sunday. Is it gone by here? Sunday, I know they'll be gone.
What the fuck is he doing?
It might be a chance to raise tomorrow night the way they talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the way it's on it, rain probably about 6 o'clock. Gonna be gone.
And motherfucker out there on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Talk about 6 in the morning, letter?
No, 6 in the evening. Gonna be going by 6 in the evening. Might be going a little bit before that, but they say about 6.
Yeah.
Well, the rain went down. It was 8%, 70%, yeah.
What is it now?
70.
That's what I had been hearing all the time, so it must have went up.
Yeah, it went up to 80. And then it went back, and now it's going back down to 70.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for them drive to drive that, to drive that truck up, man.
They had that thing they got over there. No problem they can drive that jet drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big jet over there. They run it up and down that track about 4 times. They try to be dropped.
Yeah.
They pull that whole track by 2 miles an hour.
But.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they closed the track down. They just put the fence across one lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the gate in the right lane.
Yeah. Ain't nobody posting nothing. You still on the show?
Yeah,
they say they racing though. Well, they say ain't nobody posting right now, but they racing.
I was just looking at it, Mark.
Oh, who online now?
Yeah.
Somebody called Richie McCullough.
Richie McCullough.
Okay.
Yeah, he just shut his live feed down, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just shut it down. Yeah.
Somebody called.
I was looking on the live thing to see if anybody else is on there. I don't see nobody on there. You know, sometimes they have them on there. You go on that thing where all the lives be at. Sometimes it be other people on there.
It looked like they pulled one of them gates across the track before the way it went up. Took a ladder.
Huh?
It looked like they pulled one of them gates across the track. In the lane.
Yeah, before they in the right lane, they did.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was all about, letting that car mess up the track or something. Downhill. Downhill. March, April,
yeah.
And May. 4th of May.
Yeah.
Ain't too good. No drag racing.
Okay.
Right.
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 Yeah, I was trying to find something else to see if anybody else on. Didn't see nobody.
Nope.
That's why I don't see nobody.
Ain't nobody on?
Somebody named up there from up there named Dave Anthony. He live. Yeah. I just shut it out. David Anthony was live. He cut it off. That's that, man.
Hey,
he's
fine.
Yeah.
Give me a
boy. You like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Your family, why didn't you
come?
Yeah, I'm on here with Uncle Larry and Kid. I mean, Larry and Uncle Larry, Big Mark.
Oh, okay.
I kind of thought it was going to be that way.
Yeah, I'm trying to move over there.
It looked like a couple of raindrops.
Yeah.
They said Big Mark.
They might get a chance to do something tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Mark. Big Mark.
Big Mark.
Big Mark.
That's kids. That's kids. You hear talking on Crooked Level.
Huh?
That's kid that you hear talking.
What up, Crooked Level?
What's up, back here?
Haven't been that much. Yeah, man, I think it's over for tonight.
Y'all finna get some rain.
Yeah. Yep.
I was just saying, I watched the news.
Yeah, they done called it for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they done called it for the night.
Okay.
What's that? Okay then. Why? Yep. Yep. All right then. Later. All
right. I'm in the water. I met Bruce Willis years ago. He come to the Florida Road. Who that is? He's tagging in on some more Reddit in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Smurf in the tag in right now.
All right.
He just tagged me. You should come right now. It's a Nike Camaro. What big market? I mean, turtle Camaro.
Yeah, about the radio morning.
That's a Mustang. Oh, that's in Texas, ain't it? You like that truck in Texas? Not as sweet as that other one. No, not the good. Good got them pops on the side. No. Nah. Might be Heath. Oh, he's Rick. Yeah, somebody getting Rick, Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on that video. He just tagged you in. You should be in on it.
I ain't seen it.
He sure got you tagged in.
Hold on. Let me go back. I see something up there. Yeah, there you go.
It just ended the video.
Yeah.
A Mustang Rick went across the wall or something. It's coming back on now. Well, no, it's gone again.
It's just black, Marco.
Yeah.
It's gone off now.
Yeah.
when they go out like that, put on that little bell thing, click that little bell, and it'll notify you when they come on and pop up on your phone.
Yeah, if it pop up, I do, but this one popped up. It said follow, but
yeah,
the other one didn't.
When the video go off, it'll come on that end.
Right.
About $800.
That's how I be getting them on. I save them to my phone when they do that.
Yeah.
I told them, where they racing at?
I don't know where that was at. Wherever they was at, they wrecked the car.
Okay.
That's Nelson by the cold race of Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
You want
to get on top. Yeah, you told me.
E. McMichael, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
That video, I just talked to my son the other day. He said that video, he said that Mustang went out there and wrecked. He said that's the Hayley Drive up in Northeast Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Mountain National. That's way up there. Who gave you them?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. We might as well get on the boat for him.
Yeah, he might as well sit that and die. That's a wrap.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, you know, a lot of people down south, and they can't get on the show right now anyway, so that was a killer.
Who line you on, man? Uncle Larry?
Larry. I'll call you back when you get off.
Hold on, I'm gonna do something right quick before I get off for the few people that's still on here. You know, they only come on here for one reason, man.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
Pow! There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention, attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
All right, y'all. Good night.